Okay. Os Vav Star. Perkei Os Vav Star. Perk Vav Star. I'm sorry. Perkei Vav Star. Apparently there's two Vavs. Tadarva. You know what? We should start with Vav. Because how can you do Vav Star without Vav? מבלעדי מחשבת התשובה מנוחסה ובתכונה לא יכול האדם למצוא מנוח. Without the thought of תשובה, its restfulness and its reliability, לא יכול האדם למצוא מנוחה. A person cannot be at ease in this world. החיים והרוחניים, החיים הרוחניים לא יכול להספתח בעולם. His spiritual life is unable to open in this world. Why is that? Because without tshuva, a person becomes paralyzed every time he makes a mistake, every time there's an error in his way of thinking, in his way of speaking, or his way of acting. He freezes up and he feels like he can't continue. Yeyush comes very quickly when a person doesn't feel like there's any way to correct a mistake. I've seen my daughter sometimes, you know, when she's drawing in marker, so she's drawing something and then her hand slips, something like that, she's still very young. So then all of a sudden, like, the picture's ruined. And then, in the language of the children of Eretz Israel, kishkush balabush, which means, kishkush balabush means scribble, doodle. So if she messes up, and then it becomes kishkush balabush, and then you just, like, scribble over the whole thing, because it's finished. Tshuva's like a pencil. Tshuva's like writing with a pencil. And even if you go outside of the lines, or even if the shape doesn't come out exactly the way you wanted, it creates a certain amount of menucha sanefesh, that a person, and sometimes you're so afraid to move, you're so afraid that it's an irreversible process that I'm about to undertake, that you can't even put the marker down on the table to even try to do it right the first time. Hachusha musari tovea me'adam es ha-tzedek v'atov es ha-shlemus. Man's ethical intuition demands of him hatzedek vatov, complete righteousness, complete goodness. Shlemus. Vashlemus hamusaris kam rechoki me'adam lahagshima b'poel. How far away is this shlemus from man, from man's ability to actualize this shlemus? In the next piece, in Vav Star, Kochav Vav, Rav Kook quotes the Gemara from Pesachim, that tshuva comes before the world. So the Mefarshim explain that tshuva comes before the world, and Rav Kook is going to be kind of riffing on this. If we don't do it today, we'll do it tomorrow. That you need to have tshuva come before the world because chet is an inevitability. Chet is an inevitability. In Sefer Vayikra, when the Torah talks about bringing karbonos, it doesn't say Adam im sechate. It doesn't say if a person sins, here's how you should rectify it. But it uses a lashon of ki, kasher, when you sin. Creation itself means, free choice itself, means that there's going to be mistakes. There's going to be a process of return. It's not going to be automatically a person making the right decisions. In fact, in his commentary to the Siddur, the Beis Yaakov of Yaakov Emden, wrote a commentary. I believe the Siddur is called Beis Yaakov, but the commentary itself is called Sulam Yaakov, I think, if I'm not mistaken. The Beis Yaakov Siddur. So Rav Yaakov Emden writes that the reason you have the bracha of Atachonein La'adam Da'as followed by two brachas of tshuva, first a formal declaration of please bring us back in tshuva, Hashivinu Avinu L'Sarasecha V'Karavein Malkinu L'Avadasecha, and then after Tzlach Lanu, the reason for that order of Atachonein La'adam Da'as followed by tshuva is Hashem, if you give man das, if Atachonein La'adam Da'as, if that statement is correct, Hashem, you gave man a special level of consciousness above all the other animals. He's not just working with instinct, but he's working with decision making on his own. So then we need tshuva. Tshuva becomes a necessity, because as soon as you give man Atachonein La'adam Da'as, once you've graced man with not just a brain, animals also have a brain, but a complex brain that has the ability to be creative and to think of original ideas, that means that sometimes we're going to make the wrong decisions, because they've given us free choice. We're not just working with instinct, and therefore we need tshuva to come and fix it. Now we know that we're going to sometimes make the wrong decisions, and therefore tshuva comes to help us be able to make any decisions at all. How much I demand of myself and how much I know I'm going to measure up to that are so far apart from each other. I know Atachonein La'adam Da'as, and therefore I know I'm so far away. Now imagine if you couldn't have Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. Imagine if you weren't able to turn to Hashem after and say, Hashem, forgive me for not doing it properly. You know, when I was by the Bial Rebbe, only one time, but hopefully more times next year. When I was by the Bial Rebbe, at some point in the middle, he turned to his son. There were two guys there who were playing. One guy was playing clarinet and another guy was playing piano. And he turned to the two musicians and he asked them to play a certain niggun. And the clarinet guy looked at the Rebbe and he didn't say it, but he said it with his body language, and everyone understood it. He was saying, I don't really know it. I don't know how to play it. So the Rebbe said, don't worry, I'll take the Gehenna on myself. If you get the notes wrong. Which is remarkable for a number of reasons. Because the Rebbe is saying that he understands that every mistake, everything that falls short of the way that it's supposed to be is on a certain level of chet. Chet means not sin, but mistake, missing the mark. And when things are not perfect, so that means we have to be Yorish Gehenna. And we all know that. We all feel that. And anyone who's ever, anyone who's ever seen a comic book strip or some short clip from a movie or something of someone trying to write something and they keep crumpling the papers and throwing it in the garbage, because if it's not perfect, then it feels like chet. And tshuva is the ability to go back and fix that, and to say, you know what, I can start this and I can try this, and even though I may not play the notes of the song right or something more. In something more kind of profound, I might not be able to make this relationship work the way that I wish that I could. I might accidentally say something to hurt that person, it might not work out. Tshuva comes and says there's a way to rectify it. Don't worry about starting, not because the Rebbe is going to take Gehenna on himself, but because there's still a way to fix it even after you messed it up. There's a way to do tshuva even after you already messed it up. How difficult is it? How weak are we in our actions to be able to purify our ideals to the point that it's reflected in the world of Maisa with absolute righteousness? So therefore a person will say, how can I have any desire? How can I yearn to have an hour or two free of Lashon Hara if I know that I'll never be the Chafetz Chaim? Chafetz Chaim said he had 60 years straight where he didn't speak Lashon Hara, and 40 years where he didn't hear any Lashon Hara. I wonder who's the guy who messed him up after 20 years. The first, some of them came together. But the Chafetz Chaim said for 60 years, I'll never be able to do that. And since I'll never be able to do that, since my inner drive is demanding of me absolute perfection, so therefore I say, if I can't be perfect, then I don't want anything. How can I really desire? How can I really yearn? How can I really yearn to do things even with a sense of mediocrity if all I want and the only thing which will really satisfy my thirst and my hunger is if I do it perfect? Huh? A bissel is also good. A little bit is also good. So, but Rabbi Nachman has to tell us that because we don't feel that intrinsic. So if Cook says, the reason a bissel is eichdut is because there's a concept called tshuva. The reason a little bit is also good is because even if we don't go all the way, there's still another chance. Lazos ha-tshuva hi tivis l'adam. That's why tshuva, I've been arguing all along since Rav Cook, that's why tshuva is so natural to humanity. It's so natural to mankind. Vihi mashlimosa. It is the shlemus of the person. Atachonei, do you understand? Go back to what we just said from the Beis Yaakov, from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Atachonei l'adam da'as, we would think, what is the crowning jewel of humanity? The crowning jewel of humanity is our intellect. The crown jewel of humanity is that Hashem, according to some Rishonim, Tzelem Elokim, being created in the image of God, is our ability to have creative thinking. Is our ability to choose. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu could choose what he wants to do, so too, we are choosers. In the way that Nefesh HaChaim says, every movement, every thought, every word that we say, opens and closes thousands of doors in the heavens. So Atachonei L'Adamas, you thought that's the crowning jewel of the human being? That's not the crowning jewel of the human being. The crowning jewel of the human being is that Atachonei L'Adam Da'as, and we can act, and even when we fall short, Hashem gave us an even bigger crown, which is the crown of tshuva. That's the true Shleimus Adam. The Shleimus Adam is our ability to act and to not get it right. Abyssal is Eichgut, and even Abyssal, which is mixed in with some bad, is also amazing. He Shleimuso. The Shleimus of the human being is not our intellect, but our ability to fix even after we've already messed up. If you believe that Hashem, it's an amazing thing. Right? This is a little bit what Rav Kook is saying here as well. If a person knows that he's given intellect, an animal cannot be mekalkel. An animal cannot be mekalkel. When the Gemara talks about, you know, in the beginning of Baba Kama, it talks about four different types of damages that an animal can do. When the Gemara talks about these different types of damages, so there's only a monetary fine if an animal is owned by somebody. If an ox that's wild from the midbar comes into my china shop, to use the old adage, and starts going wild and breaks a million different pieces of pottery, of chinaware, so no one's going to slap the ox with a heavy fine for having broken. Doesn't matter if it's a short tom, a short mud. Doesn't matter if he's expected to do this damage. Not expected. He does it with his feet. He does it while he's eating. Doesn't matter how he does it. He's not going to be fined. You know why? Because an ox cannot be mekalkel. He's not capable. He just works based on instinct. So therefore, he can't be mekalkel. But that means he's also not graced with the ability to be mitakeh. A human being who's endowed with an intellect has the ability to make mistakes because he's created by definition. That means Adam kisechta, when a person does an avera, not if he does an avera. We will make mistakes. We will do averas, as Rav Kook goes on to explain in Vav Star. We'll continue that with that tomorrow. But because he was given the ability, Atachonein l'adam das, Hashem gave us consciousness, he gave us an ability to think and to be aware and to make decisions and to make bad decisions. So therefore Hashem gave us the crowning jewel of, if you were able to break, you're able to fix as well. Yecholim l'taken, you could fix it. Im ha'adam alu tamid l'michshol, li'os pagum b'tzedek v'musar, ein zeh pagum es shleimaso. Just because a person actually, in the world of actuality, makes mistakes, and he's alul tamid l'michshol, he is constantly going to make mistakes, by definition. You can't let that destroy us when we make mistakes, or when we go a few weeks on some new program that we have for ourselves, whether it's waking up early, or being careful about what we're listening to, or being careful about what we're speaking, v'chulu v'chulu, and then, after a few weeks, we fall again. Alul tamid l'michshol. Leos pagum b'tzedek u'musar. Our ideals never match up to the reality of what we created. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif rachamim to the din. Allah b'machshava livros b'din, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif rachamim. Ein ze pogim es shlemuso me'acher she'ikr yisod ha'shlemus shelo hu ha'arigo v'achafetz ha'kavu al ha'shlemus. What's the perfection of man that tshuva affords the human being? The perfection of man that tshuva affords the human being is my ability to yearn for perfection. To never give up on the ability to achieve perfection, because tshuva is always there to allow for that yearning. If there was only a one-shot deal, and as soon as I messed up the first time, that would be it. Well, it's a guarantee I'm going to mess up at least once, if not twice, if not hundreds of times in the day. And Rabbi Nachman said that the ikar is that a person is able to start over again, like he did in his youth. That you could start over and over again. The only reason that I could yearn for perfection, says Rav Kook, is because I know in my heart of hearts that I could always do it again, even if I mess up. Not only if I mess up, but when I definitely will mess up again. One of the first teachings I ever heard from Rav Baruch Simon Shlita was, ironically, since Rav Simon is really my Rebbe in Nigla more than in Nister, but one of the first teachings I ever heard from Rav Simon is the statement of the Zohar HaKadosh, that Bereshis is actually a combination, it's a compound word, which is Beis Reshis, two beginnings. Beis Reshis. The Zohar says, Al Tikr Bereshis, Ela Beis Reshis, two beginnings. He loves that Torah. Beis Reshis, two beginnings. Tshuva is the second beginning. Tshuva is the ability to begin again. And ironically, what's amazing here, and in light of this piece from Rav Kook, we have a new appreciation of what that means, Bereshis, Beis Reshis. Right, because Bereshis means in the beginning. So the Shlach Kadosh says, whenever you have a al tikra blank ela blank, that doesn't mean that we remove the pasuk from its actual context. You don't say al tikra Bereshis ela Beis Reshis and we just ignore the Bereshis part. But in light of what Rav Kook is saying here, I think we can mechadish something so beautiful. Beis Reshis means that built into the beginning is another beginning. That there's going to be another beginning. Every time I start again, I know intellectually in my mind that I'm going to fail. Because ki kasher, I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to do chataim. Adam is given das, and that gives him the ability to make mistakes, and therefore I need hashiveinu avinu sar secha. But it's a remarkable thing. Al tikra bereshis ela beis reshis. Don't read it as bereshis as beis reshis. But the havel min of house is to read it bereshis in the beginning. Is also true. Because I wouldn't have been able to even make that first start without knowing that there'll be a second start. It would be impossible for me to even move my foot so that I will make some progress and then eventually make a mistake. Or maybe I'll make a mistake right away. But I wouldn't even be able to make that first step or take some steps and then fall down if I didn't think that after falling down I could get back up again. Altik or Bereshis ela Beis Reshis. It is knowing that I have a second beginning which allows me to even take that first step to do the Bereshis, to begin for the first time. V'achofitz hazeh hu yisod ha'tshuva shehu menatzechas tamir al darko b'chaim u'b'shlemuso b'emes. This desire for perfection, it's not so much the actualizing of perfection, but rather the yearning for perfection. It's the desire to be better all the time, but not actually necessarily needing to get there, because what we demand from ourselves is absolute perfection, which is not possible for the human being. A human being who's perfect doesn't exist in the world. Like we mentioned the other day, maybe it was Shabbos, I think. Some of us were talking, mentioned that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, he moved from the place of Stei Moav to Har Novo. When Gala Mukos says, Stei Moav to Har Novo means that Moshe Rabbeinu moved from the fields, the flat plains of Moav. Moav means Moav, but it's also the numerical value of 49, which means he was on the cusp of perfection, but not quite there. As opposed to when he's buried, when he dies, he's buried on Har Nunbo, Navo. He has reached the level Nunbo. He has in it. He actualized the 50th level. When you're on the 50th level, when you've reached perfection, there's no place for you in the world. A human being only exists in the world when there's imperfections. And through those imperfections, he continues to move forward because he believes that the Koach of Tshuva can rectify it. Even though he may not get it right, he's pretty much guaranteed not to get it right, he's able to take that first step, he's able to begin, because he knows Beis Reshis, he knows there's going to be a second beginning. So Hashem should help us We should have the courage to begin, and to begin again, and to begin again, even 100 times a day, even 1,000 times a day. Ein shum yesh b'olam klal. Hashem should help us. And in the merit of knowing about the second beginning, we should be able to take the first steps in the first beginning. Amen.